remember much about that.
Something like a fruit pie that your mother's baking a deep dish. Just have a crust on the top, no crust on the bottom. What that be? What's that?
No crust on the bottom?
Yeah, just one on the
make
top.
Make cobbler that way.
Uh-huh.
You make peach cobbler.
Yeah.
My grandma used to make great peach cobbler.
Yeah. Real good.
Did you eat pretty regular, or when you didn't eat, when you ate between meals, you'd call that a
snack?
Good.
No, Daddy had a rule around the house, you didn't snack. You had three meals. When it was time to eat, you eat.
Like, you didn't get on time for supper?
Well, you got in there.
You did?
Yeah. You didn't, you usually got a whipping for not being there or something.
You were doing something you wasn't supposed to be, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You knew what supper time was.
Well, when dinner was on the table, Craig, and say the family was standing around waiting, you'd say, what did you say to them? What did your daddy say?
Well, usually daddy, he's the first one to wash his hands or what have you. And if he wasn't at the table, you sat there and waited for him. He stood at the back of your chair and waited for him, what we did.
Uh-huh.
I remember that. And once daddy got to the head of the table, he sat down, and we sat down. And we take turns saying grace. And once daddy passed the food around, the beans or what have you, made it around. Of course, he's always
watching how you ate. Remember, he used a fork and punching. You know, he had your elbows up on the table, or he said he'd call you a buzzard if you were spread out. You know, he said, "You a buzzard, boy? Sit up straight," or something like that.
If you want somebody not to wait, say, until the potatoes were passed, you say, "Go ahead and."
You run there?
Well, you say, "Go ahead and." Then what? There's the tomatoes and potatoes and all that. Go ahead.
Help yourself.
Okay. So he went ahead and
help yourself.
And
he passed him, right?
When say you didn't want it, you didn't want to eat something, you say, "No, I don't."
Well, Daddy, that's another one of Daddy's rules. If you didn't like something and you put it on your plate, you had to eat. Usually if you didn't like something, he'd have to get at least a spoonful of it anyway. Because men waste food, and if you had food, then
you ought to be glad you got it. That's about the way we were raised for it that way.
Yeah. Did you ever hear folks raising,
And you always cleaned the plate, too.
Yeah. Did you ever hear folks, okay, when the food had been cooked and served a second time, you say the food's been
leftovers.
Yeah, it'd been warm.
Warmed over, yeah.
Yeah.
Did stews that a lot.
You did. Did you ever take the kind of eat that stuff that they would have? It would be whole grains, they'd leach the corn, kernel off the corn, and it'd be puffed up, yellow type corn, put it in lye or something like that?
Hominy grits, yeah, hominy, yeah.
Grits.
Oh, yeah, I like them. Yeah. Yeah, we used to eat them.
They were yellow or?
No, they were white, I think.
That was different from grits, though.
Yeah, different from grits.
Okay.
Yeah, that's hominy. That's all you call it. It was a puffed up corn.
Okay. Did you ever hear folks making illegal alcoholic beverages right here? What would they call that?
Moonshine?
Uh-huh.
Not down here, but up there. I know quite a few places where you can go to a certain stump and put a bottle there and leave your money there and come back within an hour and you can get yourself a bottle.